Let us pray. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole hearts, so that desiring you we may seek and find you, and so finding you may love you. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please have a seat. I really enjoy living in Powell River for one thing, but also working where my work is only 5 minutes from my home, and also I'm working in a union environment where our union agreement clearly designates that my coffee break is at 10, my lunch is at 12, and my other coffee is at 2:30. And you can see it by how guys really work. Somehow it's the internal clock that clicks in exactly at 10 o'clock. Also, because I'm living only 5 minutes away, I really enjoy the moment where I can plan my day, where I have to go somewhere from the office at around 10 o'clock so I can stop by home and enjoy my Americano while I'm looking over the view. And so this week, one day, I was about to do just that. Just as I was about to turn from Marin into Penticton, there was a young fellow crossing the road there, around probably his early 20s. He seemed a little confused, kind of clenching one arm and hunched over trying to carry his skateboard with him. I waited, he passed, I turned, and suddenly he dropped the skateboard and started waving. So I just slammed the brakes, rolled down my windows, and the next thing I heard, please take me to the hospital. And that's what I did. But I couldn't shake that experience, because somehow every moment from that trip, since the moment I stopped the car, it was clearly etched into my memory. It wasn't exactly a proud moment of altruism, because I clearly know every thought that went through my head at that time. As I stopped and reached to open the door, the first thought I had was, "You gotta be kidding me, this is my coffee break." The second thought I had was a more of a visualizing of the manager's use of company vehicle policy that I signed that clearly states, you shall not pick up hitchhikers in a company vehicle. There's a humor here that I can see on this page because as I was writing this, I kind of wrote, you shall use company vehicles to pick up hitchhikers, but that's not the policy. All the way to the hospital, I was stormed and feeling a little ashamed, because as I was trying to calm him down and show him that the future might be brighter than what life looks like today, I was also, the thoughts I was having were those of frustrations. My day didn't go exactly as I wanted. I needed to be somewhere else at that time. It was off the road that I was supposed to be taking. So there was an inner struggle. And this inner struggle that I experienced is really nicely delivered today in the scripture that we see. Jesus is in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. In the biblical tradition, I oftentimes take for granted, God did work on 6 days and rested on the seventh, making a commandment for his people Israel to do likewise. Sabbath literally means rest from labor. And it is said in the Jewish law from the times of Moses and is found in Exodus. It exactly reads, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord, your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or alien resident in your towns. In the ancient world of slavery and hard physical labor, this law is big, stunning, amazing. really God is a champion for labor rights in this. It gives the opportunity to rest, to pause, to recuperate for everyone, not just the slave owners. The woman that comes has been crippled for 18 years. She appears. In other stories of Jesus healing people, people often search for him. The demoniac who was living in caves and tombs comes out to meet him. A woman who heard about him tries to touch his cloak in the crowd. But this woman simply appears in the synagogue. She's not calling out for Jesus, not searching for him. She simply appears. Jesus calls her over when he sees her and simply tells her, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment," and lays his hands on her. It is simple. Yet there is another voice, the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, on that moment, point in time that is set apart for rest. But the other voice is missing the point. She simply came to where others had been or had went to on the Sabbath day, and it just so happened that Jesus was there. Jesus had compassion for this woman and healed her. Yet this other voice is still persistent. And it doesn't need to be ascribed to a distant leader of a synagogue leader somewhere in faraway time in the past. This other voice is missing the point of the law. Laws, most laws, are made and intended to guide us and moderate our actions. I certainly take these for granted. Just as the leader of the synagogue demands adherence to Sabbath, I just accept labor laws as if they're God-given. But in preparing for sermon, I started to look at how our labor laws, for example, came to be. It's often taken for granted the struggles, the armed uprisings that it took from loggers, for example. The fact that we had union leaders hunted down and assassinated in the woods of Canada. We take it for granted. I can't forget the long road of past generations that it took to reach those laws. And then there is the Motor Vehicle Act, which is another set of rules that really came through trial and error as we got the vehicle in the early 20th century. There is another set of rules, for example, with hitchhikers. I looked at what the laws actually state. What it actually states is that one shall not solicit a ride while standing on the road. That does not imply the shoulder. But there is two different camps here. So here's the hitchhiking is not illegal, but it's illegal to be in the roadway. But here's another camp, for example. So on Solitary Island, there was an uprising because ICBC and RCMP designated that one corner was too dangerous because of the amount of accident that had happened there. And so they built up a boundary around it, which really had locals go up in arms because it was government impeding on the rights. So there are really two different camps, but the important thing is the spirit of the law. The use of company vehicles and the agreement does not forbid me to assist someone in distress. Jesus teaches this with his example to others in the synagogue, teaches this to the selfish voice within. Wouldn't people around him do something selfless for someone they cared? As Jesus addresses the crowd, "Does not each of you untie his ox or his donkey and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this daughter of Abraham be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" Would I not stop and help and drop everything for the sake of someone I knew or cared about? And then there was this stranger in distress, a human being made in the image of God, just as I am. In reflecting on my experience and our scripture today, I began to understand more the inner struggle that happens within me between Christ and myself. When myself is not connected with Christ, I can be limited and petty. It is by nurturing Christ within me that I become connected with God and then is guided by the Spirit. I began to understand words of St. Paul. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In that moment when I pulled over and simply opened the door, I did it when the thoughts were running through my head. It was more of an impulse. In that moment, all my plans and expectations went sideways in order to help somebody else. And I cannot say that I was at the wheel. Christ was. And perhaps this is not even perhaps. I believe that this is the meaning of being follower of Christ. To nurture Christ's presence within us and to surrender ourselves to the grace of God and to be guided by the Spirit of kindness and love. And to this, let us pray. O God, you are the light of the minds that know you, the life of the souls that love you, and the strength of the wills that serve you. Help us so to know you that we may truly love you, and so to love you that we may fully serve you. To serve is perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.